This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America and the Caribbean, too. Hello to everybody listening to us on AM 1000 down there in the Caribbean. And not to forget about around the world via the Internet, hello to Maria, hello to Major Mac, hello to Gustav. And we appreciate you listening to us over there in Germany and chiming in all night long. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country as well as around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody working the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of the work you're doing or where you're doing it. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America rolling along, because we couldn't do it without you guys and gals out there working the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website for more information. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The big news coming out of Europe tonight is the big vote, and it looks like Jeremy Corbyn has resigned as the leader of the Labour Party in the big thrashing, and that's what I'll call it, thrashing, I guess I'll call it that way, thrashing of the Labour Party by the Conservatives and Mr. Boris.
Well, the really big news is that now Brexit is an assured situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brexit should happen, I think it's January the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Britain needed some stability, because I think this is, if I get this right, this is their fourth election in, or third election in 4 years, or
I believe
fourth
it's,
election in three
yeah,
years.
I believe it's
plus
third and three. Mm-hmm.
Plus a referendum.
Right.
The bigger part of all of this is people need to understand there's this movement that is really happening in key places across the globe that
mm-hmm.
people want sovereignty. They want freedom and they want, a liberty here. And that is really what Brexit is about. Get us out of this European Union.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom fighters, if you will, in Hong Kong are pretty much saying the same thing. Get us out from underneath Beijing. The early part of the Syrian, civil war was the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what's particularly interesting is we need to see where the 2020 Democrat candidates are going to go, because what they're saying, every one of them, is not freedom and liberty. And with what happened in Britain with Brexit, who's a staunch ally of the United States, should have the 2020 candidates retooling, if you will,
mm-hmm.
their messages. Now, Jeremy Corbyn, he was a Marxist all the way around.
Correct.
He wanted free internet, and he wanted to tax the rich, and blah, 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 blah. All the things that he stood for, at least of which was being an anti-Semite, but
mm-hmm.
the things that he was selling through the Labour Party is all the same things that our 2020 candidates are saying,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So it'll be a very interesting thing to see if, you know, the Bernie Sanders or the Warrens or the Bidens or the Buttigiegs or any of the rest of them retool some of their positions.
Okay. And, of course, that vote, you said, will reflect in January. Is that correct?
Well, what is supposed to happen is that really the referendum says that Brexit, there will be a clean break January the 31st. Now, we've heard these kinds of dates before, and it kept getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back.
Correct.
But this particular vote yesterday to keep Boris Johnson in there was saying, because he ran on, you know, get Brexit done. That was his campaign issue.
Right.
So their own parliament has really got to comply. Now, he's now got the majority of the seats. I think it's 350-some-odd seats to 191.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of looks like our own Congress, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They don't have any choice. Now, the interesting thing is going to be what the Brexit deal that's sitting on Boris Johnson's desk actually looks like. Is it going to be a perfect deal? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a starting point where other things can happen later? Possibly.
Okay.
I'd have to reach out to some of my connections over there in London. But, this is a very big deal, and it's a very big message for our own politics here in the United States.
Okay. Now, we're not going to talk about it, but I'm just going to mention, and I'm looking at the Dow futures here in lieu of what's transpired yesterday. The Dow futures are up, and I mean they're up solidly, and we had some pretty good numbers yesterday, and it looks like as if the markets are going to react accordingly around the world. But there is word that a China trade deal has been reached.
Well, there has been. It is part one of the China trade deal. I don't know how many parts there are, but part one is supposed to be signed by Trump today, because Beijing has said they'll buy $50 billion. I might get that wrong. It might be $30 billion. But anyway, some pile of billion of our agricultural products. That's the first thing.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and she's going to fill up her coffee cup while she's sitting there taking this little break. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. Hello, Susie. Hello, Charles. Let's see. Who else is in there? Hello, Eric. Hello to Major Mac. Hello to JW. Hello to Amanda. Hello to Jim. Hello to Alex. And hello to Donna. And there's more people in there, but that's just the ones I can see at the moment. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. We're going to have Wayne on again next week, the week before Christmas, and we're going to bring him on. We're going to enlighten you with some of what he's been up to lately, writing a bunch of stuff. Plus, he was at the White House yesterday for an event that was held there, anti-Semite, I believe it was, anti-Semitism event or something to that effect. Now, I want to remind everybody about the USCCA, which brings you this portion of the program, by conversation with Denise Simon. And USCCA is known as the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, they have a banner link, a red, white, and blue banner link on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. It's on the right tab. You'll see it up towards the top. And what you do is you go over there to find out more about them and click on that tab. And the first thing that's going to happen is a window will roll down and it will say, would you like to sign up for the free gun of the day giveaway? It'll show you whatever the gun is at the time. And you just do that. It's absolutely free. And we would like to award that to somebody here on the program, but you gotta do it. Now, we've come close. We've given away gun bags. We've given away ammo boxes, all sorts of stuff, because people have come that close to it. But somebody's going to win the gun. And when they do, then we're going to announce it right here. So keep on keeping on. And by the way, don't forget, there are three levels of membership that you can check on too while you're there. And if you become a member of the USCCA, and you should be, you will get $474 worth of free stuff for joining. Now, that free stuff will be not only some USCCA gear, but it'll be some training videos, and it'll also be the Concealed Carry magazine, which is the award-winning number one gun magazine in the country when it comes to the information and stuff that's in there. 2 years in a row, they have been awarded every major award there is to get for their magazine. So, the USCCA logo link on the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, right there on the right side. and find out what membership can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's finish this up. China trade.
Okay, yeah, it is. In fact, I did get it right. Imagine that. They are to buy $50 billion worth of our U.S. agricultural goods in 2020. Mm-hmm. Now, what is particularly interesting about that is it will obviously help out our farmers, mm-hmm. but that is double what they bought from us in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So that's significant. Now, the United States is apparently suspending some tariffs that were supposed to jump in this Sunday. So we are not going to apply those tariffs. China has also promised not to manipulate currency, and they will stop intellectual property theft and so forth and so on. All that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what the checks and balances are. And if we see that China is in violation of these stipulations, then what?
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to kind of go slowly on this one. But with Pelosi finally moving USMCA through the system,
mm-hmm.
with this China trade deal and now a standalone trade deal with Britain under Brexit, there are some very good things for the United States, including the fact that the Fed is not going to change the interest rate.
No.
Apparently going all the way through 2020. So mm-hmm. our economy should still continue to boom along as it's booming.
And again, I'm sitting here and I'm watching the numbers, the Dow futures right now, the NASDAQ futures right now, the Standard & Poor futures right now, and everything is in the green, very solidly, moving right along. I believe we're going to see a good day in the market today, and that'll go along with the day we had yesterday, which really drove some numbers way up. So again, it's all good here so far, so long, right? So far, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, the and I know this is, you know, there's. I just told you I must have 25 audio versions of different people on the impeachment hearing yesterday.
Oh.
And it's just unbelievable. And then we were just talking about something where John Berman, who is a CNN announcer, and I'm not going to play it, it's only 14 seconds long, but I'm just going to say it. He said a handful of Dems are getting cold feet, and the number probably approached enough to where they couldn't pass the vote last night when Nadler adjourned everything.
I don't think that second part is true. We do, in fact, have court hearing for evidence in Dems. They do have about a half a dozen that are either no or uncommitted, and that half a dozen can go up to, some are predicting as many as double digits. But no, that he's got it wrong. The reason that they didn't take the vote last night is because the Republicans continued to add addendums to the impeachment articles of impeachment. And so every time that there was an addendum, it had to be argued, which it was, and then they'd vote that down. Then here comes another addendum and another one and another one. There were probably, I don't know, six or seven of them yesterday. Of course, they all got voted down, but at least Nadler allowed them to be introduced, and then there was the debate. And then the debate was just regurgitating the same thing over and over and over again. And the Democrats are repackaging words. I mean, words just didn't matter to them. They would take, we have evidence. Well, no, they don't. They have indicators. You know what I'm saying? And then they go, well, these are facts. Well, no, they're not. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they were twisting stuff so badly yesterday, I was hard for me to sit still.
And you made a comment about Sheila Jackson Lee.
Well, and it was not only Sheila Jackson Lee, but it was Jayapal and one or two others. And what they were doing is they were saying that Ukraine, or our Department of Defense, signed off twice on certifications that Ukraine had eliminated corruption. That was just de facto false.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally went over and I got the letter that the Department of Defense sent on what they call certification. The certification is that only the military department, if you will, or the military of Ukraine, has taken substantial steps to eliminate corruption. They didn't eliminate corruption. They take, that was the certification. Okay? Not, and it doesn't have anything to do with the whole country. Trump is looking at the whole country. And so the way they package it is the whole country is corruption-free now. No, it's not. So I just couldn't stand it any longer. So I sent Jalen Jackson Lee a tweet, and I said, get it right. Here's the exact words.
To which she said, oh, thank you very much, oh, kind person.
No, no, she repeated it again about 4 hours later. Still didn't get it right. You see, we have to... I mean, it'll blow your head off listening to this nonsense, but you have to understand that they speak in such absolute terms, but when they do that, you know, if you listen to their words, you know that they're wrong. They're just wrong.
Or that they're lying.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell was on Sean Hannity last night, and he said a couple of different things. I'll go to the first one first that I want to talk about. He said that the Senate is likely to vote, number one, to acquit President Trump rather than just to dismiss the impeachment charges. He only needs a majority to vote to acquit.
Well, and this is, he's doing this in collaboration with Lindsey Graham and with the White House lawyers, which he explained last night. So, you know, if the House does their impeachment vote and they send it over to the Senate's essentially going to say, we reject this whole thing, we're going to vote to acquit, and they're not going to give any part of the impeachment any legitimacy. I understand that thinking. Lindsey Graham has packaged it like, we have been through a national nightmare for 3 years, which is exactly right, and he wants to end it now. I get that thinking. I, on the other hand, want to go, wait. We want some consequences for people. We want the full story. We want things explained to us. Because what happened in the mid-year exam is not fully explained. What happened in the Mueller report, all kinds of things were left out. What happened in the IG report? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we want some people's heads on a platter. And I listed within like 4 minutes last Friday 94 people that I wanted to hear. I wanted testimony from. Now, so do we go through an impeachment trial in the Senate? Do we just acquit and get it over with? And, or the third one is just acquit and get it over with, and then go through some other kind of hearing at the end. I don't know.
All right. We'll talk to you on the weekend show. Got to run. Have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great stuff she does. By the way, coming up with Chris Markowski, I'm going to ask him a question about Rashida Tlaib, who chimed in yesterday again. Absolutely flat-out lied about Jersey City. I'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A marathon debate on Capitol Hill as members of the House Judiciary Committee make statements for hours and hours on end. Strong debate along party lines ahead of the impeachment vote. House Minority Leader California Congressman Kevin McCarthy looking ahead to the impact all of this will have on the 2020 campaign.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating.
And we hear from Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them, you want people to think they're there, you want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words, and you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida. Where in 14 short months you can be an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, what you want to do, guys and gals listening to me right now, if you're looking for a job, you're out of work, maybe you want to step your game up and do something different that's going to make you $50,000 to $60,000 a year the first year right off the bat after your 14 months training to be an aviation maintenance tech, then what you do is you call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Or you go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of either the facility in Concord, Mass. Up in Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Find out what they're all about, and believe me when I tell you, you want to start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year? Very easy to do, not difficult at all, based on your God-given ability and the certification and training you'll get from the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu is the website. Now, the Army and the six-event Army Combat Fitness Test is rolling out service-wide this year as gear deliveries begin next month, but a few events stand out for the new recruits already taking the test at basic training, because they've already started it at basic training to get it out there and see what problems may lie in there so that they can help do what they need to do. Also, it's not uncommon in the military to see Santa Claus riding on helicopters or riding in the back of the trucks, riding on jeeps, and maybe riding on a patrol boat, because after all, the Army is the biggest Navy in the world. But the Santas that you're going to see out there doing what they're doing for God, honor, country, and the military are going to be having a lot of fun this year because they're doing more of it. How about that? Business is good, business is good and brisk, and all sorts of things are going on right now to make this a bright Christmas, and it's just continuing to go on. By the way, do you remember the Navy Chilean Air Force C-130 that went missing earlier this week while it's on the way to the Antarctic? Well, U.S. Southern Command has announced that a Navy P-8A Poseidon surveillance aircraft is now in the mix, hunting and searching for that missing aircraft to see if they can find out anything. Also, base security personnel at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi detained a suspected armed man, yesterday morning after threats he allegedly made to co-workers triggered a lockdown at the Texas installation. Holy cow. Hopefully they stopped whatever was going to happen there. My goodness. By the way, Admiral Davidson, who is the Indo-Pacific commander, rather, said that we're not asking people to choose between us and China. Now, China's Belt and Road Initiative of lending money to countries wanting to improve their infrastructure has been a shrewd tactic of influence in the Indo-Pacific region. But allies are now growing wise to the strings that are attached. Political, economic, or military pressure, as well as risks to their sovereignty. By the way, the FBI has control over a dozen Saudi acquaintances of the Pensacola shooter. About a dozen or so Saudi nationals in training at the Naval Air Station Pensacola who knew the apparent perpetrator of a mass shooting attack earlier this week are currently under the control of the FBI amid an ongoing investigation. This news was released yesterday from Defense Secretary Mark Esper. By the way, in the Air Force, news from the Air Force, the Wright-Patterson Air Base in Ohio joined the Purple Heart Trail community this week, becoming the first active duty military base to do so. And the Air Force has announced some 675 officer promotions. Officers have been selected for promotion to major, lieutenant colonel, and colonel in a variety of competitive surgeries and categories. By the way, Chief Paul Wahlberg and his famous brother, active Mark Wahlberg, will be at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany on Sunday to talk about the opening of the first Wahlburgers on a military base. Apparently they got a movie coming out. I did not know that. And the Marine Corps wants Marines to maintain vigilance in the wake of the shootings on the Navy bases. In the wake of two deadly early December shootings at two different naval bases, the Marine Corps is warning Marines to maintain vigilance and security awareness both on and off the base. Well, kudos to them for that. And the U.S. Coast Guard's leadership has failed to conduct prompt, thorough, and impartial investigations of harassment and bullying allegations, according to the congressional investigation. That's not a good thing. I hope they get that straightened out real quick. And veterans, lawmakers are trying to kill off the controversial plan to limit GI benefits transfer to your wife and your children. A controversial plan to limit troops from sharing their GI benefits with spouses and children should be completely scuttled under the Defense Authorization Bill moving through Congress this week. We'll see who takes care of that next, right? And at least 15 Department of Veterans Affairs employees and vendors in Florida were engaged in an elaborate fraud scheme that cost the government millions of dollars since 2019. And the government agencies announced in a joint press conference this week that their case moves forward. Okay. Lockheed Martin, by the way, nabbed a $22.4 million contract to develop combined arms in a squad prototype. Now, Lockheed Martin on Wednesday received the $22.4 million to develop a prototype for a combatant arms squad in the U.S. Army. And that's something they've been working on for quite a while. And the Marines have integrated upgrades to the off-the-shelf life of the UTVs. We'll see how all that plays out. And again, I want to thank you for taking the time to communicate with us. I just looked up here, and the chat room is loaded up. We got a lot of different messages coming in there, and we appreciate that. And again, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Radio Show, the official Captain's America Third Watch.com Facebook page. Go over there, jump in the chat room, and boom, you're there talking to us. So there you go. Let's not forget that coming up this weekend, and Sunday in particular, Sunday, we're going to have a look, if you will, at some things that have transpired over the weekend. Now, this Sunday, in many of the areas, is going to be this Saturday, too, come to think of it, it's going to be Reese Across America. It's going to be out starting to put wreaths up in the cemeteries. So if you don't have anything better to do, this might be something that you could get your loved ones involved in too, say your little ones, your children, and let them go with you and help put the wreaths on the graves of the fallen. They might learn something. How about that? There'll be all the cemeteries, all the national cemeteries here in our area. They'll be there over the weekend doing what they're doing. I know they'll be up in north of Tampa, the military hospital up there. I know they'll be south of Tampa, down over the bridge, in, I believe it's Bradenton. They'll be at the Sarasota National Cemetery. That's where they'll be down there. And just keep that in mind. And Bay Pines, of course, the cemetery there, they'll be there. They'll also be over at post number 5. I think they'll be a slight ceremony going on over there, too. The only cemetery in the state of Florida at an American Legion National Cemetery. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch has got a lot more coming your way. And good morning, Mr. Flip, Bay Pines. Yeah, is that where you're going to be? Okay. All righty, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And Donna Fiducia is listening to us right now up there on AM 1330 WLBB, Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watch Dog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. That's the hidden gem of Bradenton inside Mixon's Fruit Farms store right there at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, let me tell you a little something about them. Everybody knows about Mixon Fruit Farms store and the fruit they have there in the gift shop and all that stuff. And by the way, it is in the Florida Tourist book as an attraction to go to. They are in there. And when you go there, the one thing you're not going to expect to see is that Groveside Cafe and the great food they've got there. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday. It's pretty much a lunch place, but you can get sandwiches anytime from around 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning until around 3 or 3:30, 4 in the afternoon, somewhere in there. You can call ahead, 941-748-5829. But their sandwiches are classics right now. And I'll tell you, I'm lining myself up
for the next time we go for the Amazing Superman sub, because I watched my buddy Fitz get his hands on that, and it was unbelievable. Unbelievable as to the size of that. Susie, I didn't know they made coffee cups that big. You got to be careful. That might hit you in the head there. All right, but anyway, Mixon's Fruit Farm, the Groveside Cafe inside 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, here is Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. Mr. Chris, there's some really good news, I think, for the markets and whatnot, because we're seeing the stock markets just continue to rally. Everything is in the green. The futures are up. Yesterday had a good market. Brexit went the way they thought it was going to in the United Kingdom. The USMCA is coming through. The China trade deal is becoming reality. I mean, it looks like the economy is going to be there for a while.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, I think a big tick me up is the conservative win in the UK. It's crushing it. It's the biggest win I think since Margaret Thatcher, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and that'll take the UK out of the European Union. Offers up another big trading opportunity for the United States. We can fill the void for many of the issues that they're going to have with the European Union, and I think that's great for us. It's going to be great for them as well. Finally get that thing done. Hopefully it'll be done by the end of January, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great things that are going on. I discuss this all the time. It's kind of anecdotal, but my daughter's a bit of a bubbly character. She's 15 years old. She's out Christmas shopping, and she's doing her thing, and she gets asked if she wants to work in stores all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, they need workers out there.
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of job openings.
Sure.
I never heard of such a thing. No matter where you go, there's a job opening or there's an opportunity somewhere.
Sure.
There's no place like that, like this, like what we have anywhere in the world. There's no place like it.
Which is why we keep adding up the job numbers. Now, let's see here. Let me see if I can find this, because I don't know what it's going to be this week, but last week, the number that caught my attention was 158,593,000 employed in November, the 24th record breaker for Trump. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Well, businesses now are going out and they're asking, retirees to come back and
sure.
work again, which is, in my opinion, I think it's a good thing. I think it's healthy. Quite honestly, for people to get back into the workforce and contribute is a lot that senior citizens have to offer, and I think that that's a great thing.
Yeah, and folks, I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and of course, his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, when you talk about the economy, of course, the trade deal with China, I understand that it's a two-pronged thing, because there were tariffs that were supposed to go into effect on December the 15th, which is Sunday, and those have been rolled back to the existing tariffs, not raising them. And in return, Beijing is going to agree to buy $50 billion dollars in U.S. agricultural goods in 2020. That's double what they normally have done. And it's just an amazing feat for this administration.
Well, I got to see the details. Quite honestly, I don't know everything that's in the deal. Listen, they got to buy agricultural products. They need to buy those anyway. I mean, the people need to eat. That's great that they're buying them from the United States. I love that. But I want to see what's in the deal. I want to make sure that our intellectual property rights are protected and there's a bit of teeth in this deal. There's a lot of issues with trade that people, quite frankly, don't even understand. With the World Trade Organization, which China is a member of, believe it or not, they're still considered a developing nation. So they have all sorts of benefits based upon that, where the government can use money to invest in certain businesses and keep them afloat. That's not right. That's not fair. It's not supposed to work this way. Other issues as well I talked about here on the program, this has to do, actually, believe it or not, with postal services and how much cheaper it is for the Chinese to send stuff based upon these postal arrangements, the items overseas, which can make a product made in China cheaper to ship from Shanghai to my house than it might be from somebody in New Jersey to ship it to my house. These are issues that need to be dealt with because in order to have a great trading arrangement, it needs to be fair.
Now, I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Of course, you hear his program all over the country on the weekend on terrestrial radio stations, and during the week he has a podcast he puts out there. But I want to go over to something which many people probably are wondering about right now, and that is the USMCA. Now, that also has come into the mix here in the last couple of days. So you've got three huge, significant financial stories that have got to do nothing but help the economy of the United States and the world and our hemisphere.
Yeah, I mean, well, the USMCA, I mean, that's been sitting around for a while. I think everybody kind of assumed eventually it would go through. And I think they actually needed a bit of a win, quite honestly, was the Democrats needed to actually say that they actually were involved in doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful what you wish for. Again, the effects of this deal can be, I think we'll see it, not right away, but I think we'll start seeing, you know, maybe later on next year when it heads into an election as the economy continues to grow and trade continues to grow and products continue to move across borders and, guess what? You know, hopefully the economy will boom. You know, right now the GDP has been a bit muted because of some of the trade issues. That doesn't really concern me, and I've mentioned that before. It's obviously the jobs numbers and wage growth that's important. But if you couple that with the greater economic growth, it could be a blowout for the president.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. The president had 63 million votes the last time around, right?
Yes.
I'm going to predict a 10% increase in votes for the president. I'm going to say 10% more, so that's going to be 69 million votes. Some people are saying 70 million. I'll go with 69 million.
It's a possibility. I mean, you know, you could say a lot about Donald Trump, and I can be very critical of the president, and I'm critical. I'm fair. I'm an equal opportunity basher, always have been. But the Democrats have made him a sympathetic character. Now, that's someone that you can never really say, you know, about Donald Trump is that he's a sympathetic character based upon, you know, the way he talks and acts, but the way that they're behaving and what's been going on, they're actually making him a sympathetic character.
Yeah, yeah. And, folks, I'm speaking with Chris Markowski. Now, one last little thing here. The Democrats have hung themselves out to dry with this impeachment stuff. And last night, a few of the commentators were saying the reason that they tabled this was because they didn't have the votes. And then some guy out of the clear blue sky says, oh, no, it's because they want to be seen in prime time. Did you know there's networks that aren't playing this impeachment stuff?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to be seen in prime time? I mean, they were acting like children. It was like looking at kids with name calling. You know, some of the representatives were bringing up things that had nothing to do with impeachment at all. Like the Trump found, I mean, it was silly. And again, making him a very sympathetic character. And say what you want, I don't think it's going to help them.
No, I don't think so either. All right, here comes some music. So we thank you very much for a great week and a lot of great information. And we'll talk to you on Monday morning. And we'll see what's going on with our finances then. So you have a great day.
It.
All right, Chris, thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. So there you go. And hello, Maria. Nice hearing from you in Germany, and I see your little message there. Appreciate you very much, and thanks for chiming in. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, Frank Silvato coming right back from the Underground USA podcast. I shall return.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.